Listen, Julius. Did I ever tell you how I accidentally married my wife? No? Well, I'll tell you. You see, originally, I was keeping company with her younger sister, Rosalie. And believe me, she is some chicken, only 20 years old. Net. What a shape she's got. Solid, fat, zoptic, you know. Oh, you know, the kind that I like, well. Well, anyhow, I went to see her father. He's president of the Lefkowitz Wine Company, Inc. I'm afraid it's going to be Inc. now. He's been very, very successful. He's been a bankruptcy twice. Oh, he's a very rich man. He shook me by the hand, gave me a cigar from his pocket, took a good one out from the drawer for himself, and by the time he was through with me, I was engaged to marry Rosalie's older sister, Jenny. Yeah, the skinny one. She's as long as a letter from home and as thin as an alibi. Of course, Jenny don't meet up with my requirements like Rosalie, but he made me excellent inducements. He gave me a check for $5,000. And I must tell you about a wedding present. Oh, were they beautiful, my goodness. We had 3 detectives, mind you, to watch the presents, and 3 of my brothers to watch the detectives. Everybody sent something. Goodman the banker sent his card, Goldberg the tailor sent his bill, Mrs. Applebaum sent a beautiful fruit bowl, cut glass, cut from $1 to 98 cents. Mrs. Winkelmann, her husband owns a cigar store, she sent a beautiful chafing dish. It looked just like a cuspidor. It must have cost at least, well, what shall I tell you, Julius? At least 5,000 coupons. And talk about knives and forks. Oh, my good Julius, I tell you, we had about 50 sets. Some was Raja Brothers 1847. Some was Knickerbocker Hotel, 42nd Street and Broadway. You know Reuben Samuel, the life insurance agent? He sent, what a picture for the front parlor. The name from the picture is... Let me see now. Oh, yeah, I remember. January. When you tear off a piece of paper, it's February. And you know Stein, the crockery dealer? Oy, what a stingy that fella is. He couldn't come, so he sent half a dozen little Steins. And oy, how they could eat. And I almost forgot to tell you about the wedding cake. Now, there was something that was really a work of art. It was shaped like a boat, a regular 11-decker. The upper deck was chocolate, the steerage / bananas, and while everybody was dancing, the 6 little Steins sneaked into the dining room, and what do you think, Julius, huh? They sunk the boat. Well, anyhow, about 4 o'clock in the morning, the beer gave out, and everybody commenced to get ready to go home. Babies were asleep in their mother's arms, on the chairs, under the table. The bride's mother was all in. The bride's father was, he was intoxicated. He furnished all the liquor for the wedding. It took 6 men, mind you, Judas, to bring it from the store, and he tried to take it all back by himself. Just then he came over to me, put his arms around me, very sentimental, and with tears streaming from his good eye, he said to me, Barney, my boy, we are now one family. My secrets are your secrets. I can't keep nothing from you. The check that I gave you for $5,000 is no good. Now I ask you, oy, what a headache, Julius.